Gemara Daf Gimel Aleph cites the pasuk from Vayikra Perek Dalet that may am haaretz basosa, and the drush of the Gemara oses kula v'oses miktsasa. Therefore, if a person performs a malach in its entirety, then yes, you're chayiv, but shnayim shosu is considered to be pturim. We began discussing the sugya later on Daf Tzadi Beis and Mabeis, where the Gemara writes that there are many details regarding this halacha, this gzera sakasu. In cases of zeyachal v'zeyachal, two people do so together, but each one could have performed the act independently. So Rabbi Meir says, for that you're considered to be chayiv, after all, because that's not an instance of a case where we'd say that you are a potter, and Rabbi Shimon say, no, that's not true, that the gzera sakasu basosa is relevant in a case of zeyachal and v'zeyachal. In a case of ze eniyachal, but ze enoyachal, in such a case, isn't that considered to be the derech hotzah? After all, that each person by himself could not do so. So enochinami, Rabbi and Rabbi Meir say that in that case you're chayiv, but a chiddush. Even there, Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter. The Torah of Rabbi Shimon is not only in a case of ze yachal, ze yachal, but even in a case of ze eniyachal, but ze eniyachal, or an kararagi, derech hotzah pekach. But nonetheless, the malachi is being performed by two individuals, and for that, one is considered to be potter. If it's a case, the Gemara says the Kiddush, that ze yachal v'ze eno yachal, so therefore, there, we fault, we accord the act to the ze yachal, the ze eno yachal, he is considered to be simply a misayeya, and apparently, if it's ze yachal v'ze eno yachal, we would assume in such an instance that misayeya ein bo mamish, and therefore, divrei hakol, the zeyachol is considered to be chayiv, and others indeed are not. And we began with a broad discussion that after all, this pasuk basosa is not written in the context of Shabbos. It's written in the Parsha Sachatos and Vayikra Dalet. Obviously, our Gemara applies it to Shabbos, but we'll have to see. Is that uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos? Or is that true when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula? Shabbos is just simply an example. After all, it's Sada Shavah Shavahem of obviously Vayikra Dalet. In the case of Shabbos, is you're talking about a Chiv Kares Be'mezid and a Karban Chatas, which is B'shogeg. What would one argue when it comes to cases where it's an Israelav, but there's no Kares, there's no Chatas? Is it so obvious then that this pasuk doesn't apply? And maybe one argue there's no Ptur of Shnayim Sha'asuhu. So to what extent do we argue it's limited to Shabbos, it applies B'chol Torah Kula, or maybe other distinctions, that difference between chavilavin as opposed to chayve chatas. So in that very last case of ze yachal ve ze eni yachal, there the Gemara says, that's not a machlokes, we had different deos, but that case, you're going to fault the ze eni yachal. What is the ze eni yachal doing? Right, his presence is not critical at all. And poshep shat, that is a case of misayeya in bo mamish. So we started to discuss this very halach. Is it so obvious that so we pointed out that in that sugya in Makos and Abchaf and Beis, the Gemara does not seem to indicate that that's true. There the Gemara tells us that if a person is Misayeya, even though obviously he could not do the act himself, but even if he has a hand in the act, he will get Malkus Daraisa. Because the Gemara is bothered by the following. The Gemara tells us the Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Chista, that Echad Hamakif Echad Hanikaf Loke. The Torah tells us when it comes to the Isra Hakafa, Lo Sakifu, Baloshan Rabbim. It means that there are two players. There is the one who is performing the act of Hakafa, the Makif. And then, of course, there is the Nika, the person who is removing the Peyas HaRosh, but the person who is the object of the Hakafa. So a Chiddush, that Echad ha-makif, echad ha-nikaf lo. So the Gemara begins by saying, how can that be? The makif, I understand. He's violating an issa d'raisa, lo sakifu. What about the nikaf? Why should the nikaf get malchus? And the phrase the Gemara uses is that Omar Lay, when they said this to Rav Chista responded and said the following, really? Man da'ochal tarme da'arbila laki? If a person eats tamarim, he's going to get malchus. So that's like a stunning mashal, no? Malchus, obviously, you're dealing with Nisa Daraisa, and Ochal Tamri Barbila, that's Heter Gomor, no? So Rav Chista objects. Rav Chista says, you're really going to give Malchus for a person who, for example, eats tamarim. It sounds like from that response of Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda was arguing that the nikav, it's heter gamur. It's heter gamur. Wow. And otherwise, what exactly does that mashal mean? All right, maybe one could play it down. It just means just like afal tamri enoloke, so nikav enoloke. But if you take the mashal more literally, it sounds like that there's no maisavir at all. There's no iser. There's no iser. Oh, so the Gemara has three terutz. The first terutz of the Gemara is the Amar Lachmani Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, this follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda maintains that lav she'ein b'mayin selokin la. Here I would say that's a chiddush. In other words, that the Gemara apparently understood in Teretz 1, the kasha of Rav Chisda was not that this is heter gamur. Not that this is heter gamur. That how can you get malchus? Because in order to get malchus, there's so many requirements. One of which, dumi de lav l'chasima, means it has to be a lav she'ish b'maysa. So the person who is the subject of the hakafa, the nikaf, is not actively violating. Wow, that sounds like a shift, no? Rav Chisda said that achal tamar ba'arbila. What do you mean? The nikaf is eating tamarim? Apparently, no. The assumption was not that it's scot-free. It's a lav she'ein b'maysa. I would say that mashal really is like indirect, then, no? Because achal tamri is obviously a maysa, but it's not a melechas avera. No? Apparently, the first teretz of the Gemara assumed, it means it is a maysa avera, but ein b'maysa. And the teretz is that Rabbi Yehuda Shita's lav, she'ein b'maysa lo kin lo. Okay. That's teretz number one. The teretz number two of the Gemara is Rava, and that is makif atzmo. Makif atzmo. When the Braisa said that a makif is lokesh tayim, no? You know what that means? He's going to get two sets of malchus, one for this or makif, one for this or of nikaf. They're two isurim. And you're going to tell me that what, nikaf is passive? Yeah, nikaf is passive if you're sitting on your hands. But if you are makif as atzmo, you are actively violating this or of nikaf, oh, and therefore you're going to get malchus, and two sets of malchus. Malchus for makif and malchus for nikaf. Wow, an interesting chiddush. Rava says that makif atzmo. Okay, then enochinami, when indeed is loken. You know, I would have said the following, that, you know, what Rava says is obvious, right? Makif atzmo is loken. You know, maybe that's not pshat in the braisa. You know, the braisa says echad hamakif, echad hanikaf loken. Why didn't the first teretz, why didn't Rav Chisda say this? One could argue, why Rav Chisda didn't say this? Because that's pshat in the braisa. When the Braisa says Echer HaMakif, Vecher HaNikaf, it means the same person? The same person? It doesn't fit into the words of the Braisa so well. No? But is it true? Yeah, Lechor, it's true. Lechor, it's true. That Makif Atzmo should get two sets of Malkas, whether or not it's Pshat in the Braisa or not. Which I will tell you, that results in a difficulty, because when we looked in that Gemara, Malkos Nabchav, there was no letter next to that. Meaning, you know what? The Rambam doesn't quote this at all. I would have said the Rambam should quote this. The Rambam should quote this, no? Makif atzmo lo kishtayim. Regardless of whether that's pshat in the braisa, it's a fact, no? Posh pshat, the reason that Rav Yehuda and Rav Ashi did not give that teretz is because they weren't so comfortable with how it fits into the words, no? Because echar makif, echar nikaf does not sound like the same person. It's a little dachuk to say that we're talking makif atzmo. But halacha, that really indeed is true. All right, but is that really the case? That everyone agrees with the Chiddush of Rava? It's just the question is whether it's Pshat Nebraisa, whether it's not. No, you always have that issue, no? The Gemara will raise a kasha, the Gemara will have a couple of terutzim, right? How do you understand the Mishnah? How do you understand the Braisa? How do you understand the two? Is it that the two are disagreeing with each other? Or Alib Dem is both are true? They're just disagreeing as to whether this was the Kavana Satana. This was the Kavana Sabraisa. So maybe one could argue, whenever it says Makif Asma Divrei HaKol, of course that's true. But the reason I'm going to give other terusim is because it doesn't fit so well with the language of the Braisa that says Echer HaMakif, Echer HaNikaf. Okay, but that's the second terus. The Gemara has Rav Chisda's response, right? What the Gemara says? No? When Rav Chisda said that Tamar Davila, oh, Mani Rav Yehuda. Terus number two, Makif Asma. Teretz number three, Rav Ashi Omer b'misayeya. We're not talking about a nikaf who's sitting on his hands. that it's a lav she'in b'maisa like Rabbi Yehuda. We're not talking about a case of makis of hatzma, where mamish, the person doesn't act the hakafa. We're talking about like the braisa, echad echad, there are two people, but the nikaf is mesayaya. The nikaf is mesayaya. He's participating. He's participating as well, right? Maybe he is handling the payas. Maybe he's cooperating by moving his body, moving his head. He's not just sitting back freeze. He is participating. In which case, if you're mesayaya, loke. So that's pretty stunning, no? You see, according to the view of Rav Ashi, that mesayaya loke, mesayaya yesh b'mamish. Mesayaya yesh b'mamish. Doesn't that fly in the face of what we typically assume? No? After all, that Gemara Dav Tzadi Beis doesn't seem so clearly, no? That if you're dealing with a Zeh Yachol and a Zeh Eino Yachol, Mamish Divrei Yachol, Divrei Yachol. Because the Zeh Yachol, that secondary, ancillary, participation is nothing. That Mesayaya is Ein Bo Mamish. And yet, Rav Ashi says, Mesayaya is Loker. Oh, and as we just said, and even if you're going to argue, oh, maybe this is a Chiddush of Rav Ashi, but who says everyone agrees with this? I could respond just as I said 5 minutes ago. You know, these are three different pshatim in the Braisa. In the Braisa. But everybody agrees this should be true, no? Everybody should agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, lav she'in ma'isa, in lokin love, you don't need a ma'isa. And everybody should agree to Rava, if that's the case, makif hatzmer el kishtayim, and everybody should agree if it's mesayaya, also you get malkas. The 3 days are just the ukimta. What exactly was the braisa referring to? But is there necessarily a machlokas between 1, 2, and 3? Maybe not, or maybe yes. So the Ritva is bothered by the Fama. The Ritva writes just this statement of Rav Ashi, mesayaya, and therefore divrei hakol, mesayaya is loke. That's against the Gemara Beitz and Daf Chaf Beis. That's where the Gemara explicitly spells it out. Maybe one could have argued it's against Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel as well. But there the Gemara doesn't spell out the Geder. But in Beitz and Daf Chaf Beis it's mefurish. The Gemara says the following, that Amemar Shari Lemechel Eino Minachri B'Shamsa. You know, we discussed this. There's certain forms of refuah that typically speaking are usr, that are usr on Shabbos, that are usr on Yontif. But we pointed out, no, Shin Chav Ches, Beitzu Chav Beis, Shabbos Kuv Chav Tes, that Amira La'akum is mutter, but Makom Cholesh, Shin Basakana. That was an example of a gzeirid rabbanon, which is mutter makom choleshin vosakana. So therefore, Amemar says it is mutter to have this eye treatment, al yedei nachri on Shabbos. And the Gemara says ikadamre. This wasn't just a statement of Rav Meimar Shari, that Amemar gufe. Amemar was the one who was suffering from. And no, Maiserav. This indeed was a lie. So the Gemara questions that, why should that be mutter? Why should that be mutter? You're going to tell me it's mutter because kol sorchei chola osin al yedei nachri b'shabbos. You're going to tell me, you know why it's mutter? Because amir lachri is a gzera. And a gzera is mutter. B'makom chola shen bo sakana. So of course it's considered to be mutter. Whoa, the Gemara says, wait a second. What's amir lachri? The guy does the malacha, independent of me. It's dark in the room, and the procedure requires a light. It's not pikuach nefesh, but the procedure requires a light, so a guy turns on the light. That's amir lakum. That's hani mile, the Gemara says, delo misayaya bahadei, where the guy is doing it, and you have no hand in the malacha whatsoever. Avomar, but in this particular case, when he is performing this procedure to your eye, what do you mean? Ka'amitz, uposach, you're being mesayaya. So how can you label that as amir lakum? Amir lakum means when the guy does independently. I need hot water because I'm ailing, so the guy heats up the hot water. That's amir lakum. But here you're a player. You're participating. Why do you label that as a Emir Lakum? So you know what the Gemara answers? What are you talking about? Misayeya ain bomamish. You're not a player. You're not a player. He's doing the procedure. It's true that you're cooperating. You're aiding. Yeah, but that, amitz posach. You're the player. Their misayeya is ain bomamish. So now you have a stirigul. Beitza chafeis misay ain bomamish. And makos davchav misayeya loke. So how do you resolve? How do you resolve that stuff? So this is the kasha of the ritual. And that's sugi and makos, chaf mudbeiz, ramasko, but misayeya, that, what's the story? What's the story with misayeya? Do you assume yesh b'mamish or ain b'mamish? Oh, so the ritva has two terutz. Two terutz. One teretz that the ritva gives is very simple. It depends, it depends, it depends. You have to be so careful when you start with stiras, no? Because who says we're talking about the exact same circumstances and conditions? Is misayeya significant or is it insignificant? You know what the ritva writes? Ain kol ha-misaymin shovin. It depends on the degree. It depends on the extent of the siyua. Just like, for example, Shabbos Tav Tzadi Gimel. There's so many moving parts. Yachal, eino yachal. It's true when it comes to misay as well. Sometimes if something is insignificant, misay ein b'mamish. If something is quite significant, yesh b'mamish. And, you know, not so clear. Because where exactly, you know, intuitively, yeah, but where exactly do you draw the line? Where do I say, you know, you've crossed the line, and that which you're doing now, is there any misay which is yesh b'mamish? Nah, not so clear, not so clear. When a guy goes in and puts something in my eye, and all you're doing is opening and closing your eye, which naturally a person blinks, that's misay ein b'mamish. But apparently when it comes to makif and nikaf, that the nikaf is doing something above and beyond, oh, there already is some misayeh is yesh b'mamish. Yesh b'mamish. Ooh, that's the first teretz of the ritva. What is the chiddush of this first teretz of the ritva? It sounds like just a simple answer, but it depends. It depends on the degree of the siyuah. The degree of the siyuah. But why is this teretz such a chiddush? It doesn't depend on Shabbos versus makif nikaf. That's a great chiddush. In other words, if misayeya is ein b'mamish, you're never chayiv. If misayeya is yesh b'mamish, you're always chayiv. So you just have to label it. Is this considered to be a significant act? If it is, you're always chayiv. Whether we're talking about chil Shabbos or chil yantiv, beitza chabez, or whether we're talking makas kaf, makif nikaf, the difference is not hakafa versus Shabbos. The difference is just simply the degree of the siyuah. That's the chiddush of the first teretz of the ritva. That the answer is yes or no, depending on the extent of the siyuah. But the answer is not in this area of halacha yes or in that area of halacha no. Ooh. And that's the second teretz of the ritva. The second teretz of the ritva. In the name of Rabbeinu Meir. That how in the world can you compare Melech Shabbos to makif nikaf? In Melech Shabbos, misayeya is ein b'mamish. But in makif nikaf, misayeya is loke. We're not talking about one is a significant act of siyuah and the other is insignificant. No, no, no. They're significant. They're insignificant. Whatever you want to label it as. No? But in the very same case, Shabbos poter, nikaf chayiv. Wow. Why would you say that's true? So the Ritva explains, isn't it obvious? Isn't it obvious why you would distinguish? Why you would distinguish? See, I'll ask you the following. That okay, now I know there's a difference between Shabbos and Makif Nikaf. So what's the exception? What's the rule? In the same act, yes, no. Which is the Yotzim and HaKlal? What is the Klal? So the Ritva explains, no, so beautifully, that these two Gemaras are addressing very, very different issues. Very, very different issues entirely. Entirely. And that's it. That's it. When it comes to Shabbos, what exactly does the Torah tell us? You're not able to perform alacha. You cannot perform alacha. So you know what? If all you're doing is misayeya, that's considered to be lo sasacha malacha. Misayeya is not considered to be asiya. And that's misayin b'mamish. Just like our Gemara Basosa, that asiya is necessary. Oh, Rashi, Sanhedrin Samafav, this is not called asiya. B'chalot HaRakul, this is not called asiya. How in the world is it possible when it comes to makif and nikaf? Nikaf is okay. That's completely different. Completely different. Let's again recap. The Torah says lo sakifu. What does lo sakifu mean? Echara makif, echara nikaf. They're two isurim. There's nisr of makif, and there's nisr of nikaf. You know? I go to the barber and I sit out of my hands. I don't do a thing. And let's say the barber goes and cuts my pays. You know what? They're going to turn to me and say you did something wrong because you had your pays cut. I'm going to say, but I didn't do anything. You're right. But not only is there an isser of makif, there's an isser of nikav. There's an isser of nikav. That's an isser daraisa. So what you did was an isser daraisa. So what's the question? What do you misayeya for? What's the question? No, the following. Is the iser daraisa of nikaf alav sheyesh b'maisa? Or is the iser daraisa of nikaf alav she'en b'maisa? Because we have a principle that kol lav sheyesh b'maisa lo ken alav. Kol lav she'en b'maisa ein lo ken alav. Is there malchus for the iser of nikaf? Do you label nikaf as lav sheyesh b'maisa? Do you label nikaf as lav she'en b'maisa? So you know what the Gemara answers very simply, but that also is a great chiddush. It depends. If you sat on your hands and you didn't do a thing, then that's called passive. That's ein b'maisa. It's an issa daraisa, but ein aloke. But if you're active, you did something bekum v'esei, well, how can you say it's a lav she'en b'maisa? Lav she'en b'maisa means I sat back and did nothing. You know what? I have chametz. I sat back, I did nothing. And now I possessed chametz during Pesach. I have a b'maisa. I have a carbon. I did nothing. The carbon remains. It becomes nosar. A lav she'en b'maisa. Ein b'maisa. I was absolutely passive. If you're misayeya, you're passive. So if you're misayeya, therefore, you're a candidate for malchus. Well, if that's really true, that's the second day in Ritva, that's Rabbeinu Meir. But you know what? The two questions are very, very different. The question malchus and afchaf is as follows. When you have an iser, namely an iser nikav, but you want to know whether it's a yesh b'maisa or whether it's an ein b'maisa. So the answer is very simple. Are you active or are you passive? If you're active, that's called lav sheyesh b'maisa. Finished. What in the world does that have to do with Shabbos? In Shabbos, what, there are two dinim? In Shabbos, there's one iser not to do malacha. There's another iser not to be the object of malacha. And I want to know whether the iser of being the object of malacha is yesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa. Oh, of course not. No? There's one iser of Shabbos. You know what that one iser of Shabbos is? Don't do malacha. If you're misayeya, you're not doing malacha. There's no iser on Shabbos to be the object of malacha. You're not allowed to perform a malacha. In misayeya, it's ein b'mamish. But if you're talking about a case where there is an iser to be the object of nikaf, and it's a very different question. Do you get malchus or not? Is it called yesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa? You know what the answer is? Well, it's very simply. Are you active or are you passive? That's the second teretz of the Ritva. You know? Wow. They have nothing to do with each other. How in the world could you think to compare Shabbos to Hakafa? The first teretz of the Ritva is Shabbos and Hakafa are identical. In both cases, the answer is just depends where you draw the line. Is it a siwa gadol or a siwa katan? If it's a siwa gadol, that registers both in Shabbos and in Hakafa. And if it's a siwa katan, doesn't register at all. Well, that's pretty unbelievable. It is misayeh yesh b'mamish, only relevant to makif and ikaf, because there's an isser. It's just a question of yesh b'maisen, ein b'maisen. Okay? You'll tell me, is there something pretty fundamental about that second teretz of the ritva? Why would I disagree with that second teretz of the ritva? So maybe I'll tell you one thing right off the bat. Is that yisod so true? If I want to determine whether something is yesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa, how do you like resolve that question? So, according to second to the ritzva, it's a gemara. Makos avchav. Just play the video. Now, did the guy do something, or was he sitting on his hands? If he didn't do anything, it's ein b'maisa. If he did something, it's yesh b'maisa. You know what the great chiddush of that is? The same iser can sometimes be a lav sheyesh b'maisa, and sometimes be a lav she'ein b'maisa, all depending on the averas alav. What did you do? What did you do? You know why that second teretz of a chiddush? Because I could get up and scream, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. You know how I'm going to define a lav she'ein b'maisa? A lav that does not require a maisa. A lav that does not require a maisa. That's a lav she'ein b'maisa. It doesn't require a maisa. Whether you are active or passive, who in the world cares? But maybe the definition of a lav sheyesh b'maisa is an iser that demands an action. And a lav she'ein b'maisa is an iser that does not demand an action. And even if you violated a lav she'ein b'maisa actively, maybe that's still called a lav she'ein b'maisa. The lav did not demand. For example, that Rambam that I just mentioned, no? Perek Aleph of Chos Chametz HaMatzah. You can violate Bar Rabbi Matzah in a couple of ways, no? One way is, guess what? Pesach arrived, and I failed to get rid of my Chametz. I violated the Isra of Bar Rabbi Matzah by doing nothing. I'll give you another example of Bar Rabbi Matzah. Right? The fool, right? Beit Chal on Pesach. Right, the fool was kona chametz at Pesach. How did you violate Bar Mitzvah? Actively. Is it so obvious that I would paskin as follows? If you buy chametz on Pesach, you get malchus daraisa because you actively violated Bar Mitzvah. And if you fail to read your house of chametz, you don't get malchus because it's lav she'ein b'maisa. Maybe I'd argue the following: Bar Mitzvah is the lav she'ein b'maisa. Even if the hechatimtze is, how did this chametz come into Rishus? It came into Rishus because I baked it. It came into Rishus because I was kona. Maybe it came into Rishus because I was yoresh. Who cares? Well, why is that relevant? Well, that's a pretty heavy issue. You know, the Rambam in Perak Aleph of Chametz HaMatzah mamish makes that distinction. That if you're kona chametz HaPesach, or you bake chal, you cause chimutz, you get malchus daraisa for bayar by matzeh. And if you sat back and did nothing, and you failed to read your house of chametz, then there's no malchus, because bayar matzeh is lav shem ma'isa. Okay, that's a chiddush of the Rambam. The same iser can sometimes be one way, sometimes another way. Wow, that's a chiddush. If I were to ask the ritva, is that a chiddush? What the ritva would tell me? That's not a chiddush, that's a gemara mufreshes. Makas chaf mameis. Is the iser of nikav yesha maisa or eba maisa? You know what the answer is? It's mafurish in the gemara. It depends. No? If you're misayeya, malkus. And if you're not misayeya, eba maisa. Well, according to the second teretz of the ritva, misayeya lok is only true in makif and nikav. Only true in makif and nikav. Because you have an isra nikav. The question is just yesha maisa or eba maisa. But if there is no such isra, Misein bo mamish. We're done. We're done. Well, according to the first Torah, they're unbelievable. That you know what? The who? Misayi Yeshu Mamish is relevant even to Dini Shabbos. Parentheses. Bamed Varmurim, that it's a significant siyua. But if it's significant, you'll be killed for that because that's called Chilul Shabbos. That's unbelievable. These 2 days in Ritva, they don't quote these 2 days in Ritva, but these 2 days in Ritva is Machlokes, Shach and Taz, in Yeredeh Kuv Tzariches. The case that we mentioned not so long ago. A woman is supposed to be Toveles on Shabbos, and all of a sudden, she realizes she forgot to cut her nails. Cutting nails is usher. No, that's a Gemara Shabbos. Tadi Dalam Abayz. That's Gozeis. That's shearing. Cutting nails is usher. So I'm going to ask you the following. Okay, I'm not going to cut nails. But can the nails be cut al yedei akum? Let a guy cut the nails to allow a woman to be Toveles. So what's the story with it? What's the story with it? So, an unbelievable machlokes, min ha-katsa, between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach writes its mutter. The Shach writes its mutter. You know why? Number one, cutting nails. Is that an issa d'oraisa, an issa d'rabbanan? Well, so we saw Tosfos, Daf Tzedel Mabez. That cutting nails is only an issa d'oraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, we just discussed. Because cutting nails, gozeis, when you don't need the davar hanigzas, is a malacha shino tzricha legufa. And we pass like Rabbi Shimon that a malacha shino tzricha legufa is potter. And even though the Gemara says, and daf sayedal mabeis, that if you cut your nails, you're chayiv, oh, what was the Chiddush Tosfos? Hainu aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. No? Tosfos der Maschal aval. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a malach shino tzrich legufa. Because gozeis was only done in the Mishkan when you need the davar hanigzas. And if you don't need the nails, you don't need the nails. Therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. And what did we point out just last week? Not true according to Rashi. Because Rashi's definition of malach shino tzrich legufa is doing that which is not a maleches tikkun. It's only preventative, preventing that which is undesirable. Rashi, Daf Tzedikim Abayz. So Chiddush Ran writes, Tzedikim Abayz, that according to Rashi, cutting nails is just preventative. Just preventative. A person looks disheveled, he gets a haircut, he looks like a mensch. A person has long nails, he cuts his nails. That's like just preventative. That's a maleches tikkun. Just like removal of the arla is a maleches tikkun. Removal of excess hair is a maleches tikkun. Removal of the length of nails is a maleches tikkun. And therefore, cutting nails on Shabbos is a malacha d'oraisa of gozeis. A malacha d'oraisa of gozeis. Wow. That's a pretty unbelievable machlokas. Whether cutting nails, is an issa d'oraisa or issa d'rabbanan. So that's the first question. This woman whose nails have to be cut on Shabbos, are we dealing with malacha d'oraisa? Are we dealing with malacha d'rabbanan? So the Shach writes, we assume like Tosfos, that this is a malach shino tzrich legufa, and therefore it's only issa d'rabbanan. So even if she would cut the nails herself, it's only issa. Only issa d'rabbanan. Only issa d'rabbanan. Well, and why does Tosfos assume it's issa d'rabbanan? Because gozeis in the Mishkan is when they needed the davar hanigzas. And here you don't need the davar hanigzas. Oh, the Rivash disagreed with Tosfos for another reason. The Rivash disagreed with Tosfos because it's not true. It's not true. You know, when you looked at the tchashim in the Mishkan, they were magnificent. No? You know, they look like a putting green, no? Like, whoa. You know, every blade was exactly the... How did they get it that way? You know, they had a guy come and, like, manicure the lawn. It didn't grow that way. It manicured... when they would go ahead and take the tchashim, and they would like exquisitely cut it so it's, you know, they needed the davar nigzaz. They needed the davar nigzaz. The Rav Ash writes, the whole metzias of Tosus is wrong. Tosus is yesod. That gozes was only done in the Mishkan when you needed the davar nigzaz is not right. Because they would go ahead and shear the hides of the animal to make them all the perfect length. And what do you think they did with that hundredth of an inch that they cut off? What, they would use it? Of course they wouldn't use it. So how can Tosas even say such a thing? Now, so the Rav Ash writes, how can Tosas, forget about Rashi, it has a different definition. But how can Tosas even suggest such a thing? Oh, so I'll tell you, beautiful teretz, no? Tosas and Bechoros, Taf Kafei writes, we discussed this last week as well, that, you know what? There's something really similar to Gozes, and that's Kotzer. Kotzer is to Gedulei Karka as Gozes is to Balei Chaim. You got that? Severing something from its source. Well, if you're severing it from a tree, that's Kotzer. If you're shearing it off of an animal, that's Gozes. Tosas, Kotzer and Gozes are very similar. Oker davar migidulo. Oker davar migidulo. Oh, so I'll tell you the following chiddush. Now, Arav Degleitau. I go ahead and, you know, whatever. You know, I pick a grape on my Shabbos table. You're going to tell me Kotzer? Kotzer. I'm going to tell you Kotzer. If this grape is growing and I pick it off the vine, that's Kotzer. But if it's severed from the vine, that's not Kotzer. Gozes is only when it is al gabi habehema, when it is growing. When the tchashim were ready off of the back of the animal and you manicure them to make sure that that's not gozes at all. Shearing is only okur dar migidulo. Once it's already off of the back of the animal and you shear, that's not shearing. That's not gozes. Just like picking a grape off of the plate is not called gozer. Oh, it's only if it's growing and as a result of the ktsira, the gziza, you've severed it from its natural growth. Oh, so that's Tosas Ushita. And the Shacharites, we pass on like that Tosas. That cutting nails is a malacha shino tzirik lagufa. It wasn't found in the Mishkan. Not like the Rav Ash. Wasn't found in the Mishkan. Okay, so it's a malacha shino. You're allowed to do a malacha shino tzirik lagufa? It's still awesome. But you're not doing anything. The nails are cut al yaday akum. So if it's amir la akum of a malacha shino tzirik lagufa, you know what that's called? A shvus de shvus. And a shus to shus is mutter, but makom mitzvah. Tosas tafayin gimel. So therefore, netilas tziparnayim al yedei akum letzorach mitzvah, tvila is mutter. Is mutter. Wow. That's the chiddush of the shach. And you know who disagrees? Yerodea, kuptzariches, the taz. Taz is Sivkot Nechav Aleph. Taz writes, it's pretty amazing that what the Shach calls a Shvus to Shvus. It's so far removed. It's a Drabanan, Ana Drabanan. The Taz writes, it's an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Daraisa. First of all, that's called a Malacha Tzrich Lagufa. That's called the Malacha Tzrich Lagufa. Either like Rashi Shita, Tikkun, or the Rav Ash found in Mishkan. It's Malacha Tzrich Lagufa. So you're dealing with Malacha Daraisa. And Al Yedei Akum. Al Yedei Akum. You know what the Taz writes? Makas Chaf Mabez. Al Yedei Akum is where I tell a guy to turn on a light. But here, Mamish, Misayaya, like Makif and Ikav. What's the difference between makif and ikaf and a tila siparayim? Misayi loke. What Taz writes is in a sederaisa. The Shach writes is a shvus to shvus. It's pretty unbelievable, no? Mamish min akatz lakatz. Wow. And this is a Taz l'shitase. You know where the other Taz is found? Here in Hilchos Shabbos. The Taz in Shin Chav Ches in Hilchos Shabbos. Mamish l'shitase. The Rama writes the following. Right? Shin Chav Ches, Siv Gimel. Misha Choshesh Bitz B'shino U'mitzdar Lav L'Hotzio. A person has a real toothache on Shabbos. So guess what? Omer la'akum lotzim. Let a guy go ahead and remove the tooth. You're suffering. You don't have to be a cholishesh basakana. Amri la'akum is mutter. So the Taz writes, v'li tzarech iyun bazeh. Why in the world do you call this amir la'akum? How in the world is this dentist going to get into your mouth? Now, without you're being misayaya. And if you're being misayaya, that's Malkos Davchav. My shna minika perak basra de Malkos damir chayim. Ooh, that's the Taz l'shitase. The Taz in Hilchos Shabbos writes that removal of a tooth is misayaya. And the Shach in Hilchos, the Taz in Hilchos Nida. And Kuf Tzadi Ches writes that your cooperation, your siyua in cutting the nails. That's Misayeh, Yesh Mamish. Oh, the Taz the Shitase. So, you know, we don't just have a Shach and a Taz. We have in Yeradeya the Nakuda Sakesev. The Nakuda Sakesev is the response of the Shach up to the Taz's kashas. No? The Taz like, what in the world? No? So the Shach gets up and screams. No. What you're quoting? What the Gemara Makos Davchav? What in the world does Makos Davchav have anything to do with anything? No. Makos Davchav is the following: when you have two isurim, one which is makif, and one which is nikaf, and you want to know whether something is alav sheish b'maisa or something is alav she'ein b'maisa. So if you're misayaya, you're active. But if you don't have such an iser, like in Hilchos Shabbos, where there is no iser to be the object of the malacha, the iser is to do the malacha, there's no parallel iser in the world of Shabbos to nikaf, then of course misayaya is less mamish. Beis and Elchav Beis. And therefore, to use the term Misayesh Bamamish in the context of Shabbos, whether it's Shin Chav Ches in Refuah B'Shabbos, or whether it's Yeradeya Kuf Tzadi Ches in Netilas Tzipornayim B'Shabbos, that's completely out of place. Misayeya is a very limited question. Is the Isser of Nikaf Yesha Maisa or Eva Maisa? In a word, the Machlokas, the Shach Nataz, are two days in the Ritva. Mefurish, no? Today is in Ritva. The first day in the Ritva is there's no difference between Shabbos and everything else, Makif and Ikav. Once you cross the line and you significantly aid, that's going to be a that's exactly what the Taz writes. So how are you going to get that tooth out without you significantly participating? So, B'lid Sarachiyun. And the Shach writes the second day in the Ritva. This is a local issue, an important issue, but a local issue of Makif and Ikav. Nothing to do with Shabbos. Nothing to do with Shabbos at all. That's unbelievable. No? Such a machlokas, halach l'maisa, based on how you read these sugyas. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. A new issue. Not really, but machlokas Rambam Raga. This Gemara Makos Tavchav. Ravashi says, "B'misayeya v'divrei akol." So I want you to write this up lahalacha. No, echad amakif, echad nikaf loke. Am Ravashi misayeya v'divrei akol. So How would you write this up l'halacha? So the Rambam quotes this, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Why in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? Because the Isra HaKafa is Midini Avodah Zarah. That's how the pagans walked around, no? With, you know, a mohawk, no? With no hair on the sides, no? So, for you to go ahead and to, right, have such a haircut, Mamish Nisra Avodah Zarah. No? The Ram, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Ram's clear, no? Hamagaleich Esapeos. Beniach Shar Kol HaRosh, right? You look like a carrot. Now, so in such a case, that it's an issue. You can't look like a carrot. Now, like, okay, right? So the Rambam writes the following, right? If you're the Makif, you can get Malkus Daraisa. Terrible. And then the Rambam writes, and if you're a Nikaf Hamisayeya, Loke. The Rambam writes, one, Makif Loke. Two, Nikaf Meseya Loke. The Ravid screams. The Rambam forgot something. What do you mean one and two? Makif Loke. Nikaf HaMeseya Loke. The Rambam forgot something. Like, what's going on here? No? There should be one, two, three. Not one, two. One, two, three. The Rambam writes, Makif Loke, Nikaf Asin Loke. The halacha should be presented this way, the Ravid writes. A Makif is Loke. One. Two, 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 that the Rambam forgot. A Nikaf, who is not Misayeya, violates Alav Daraisa. Halacha number three. If the Nikaf is Misayeya, he'll also get Malkus. What happened to number two? No, that's the Ravid's kasha. What in the world happened to number two? Oh, that's the kasha of the Ravid. The Ravid writes, and if he's not Misayeya, you're good to go. The Ravid writes, Afal pi shein aloke, over belav. Why doesn't the Rambam say, Makif loke, Nikaf aser, Nikaf HaMeseya Eloke. One, two, three. What in the world happened to number two? So I'll tell you something unbelievable. No? You ready? No. When we were learning this Rambam and Ravid, Roslavechik told us to look in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. You know, so a lot of the guys didn't even know where to look. You know, they said, we just have a Rambam. We don't have a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Like, whoa, you know, like... The Minyan Mitzvah is found in the Rambam, no? In the Yad HaChazaka, no? The very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam lists the Tariq Mitzvahs. Yeah, the Rambam has a Sefer HaMitzvahs where the Rambam elaborates. But in the very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam lists the Tariq Mitzvahs. And I'll tell you why that's so important. Because when you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, number one, realize that was written, you know, in Arabic. And what we have is a translation. So acknowledging that Sefer Mitzvahs is a translation, one has to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. There are glaring examples, right? Where translations may not be fully accurate. No. You don't have to look far. The very first mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs, right? What is that mitzvah? Emunah. Mahamin Bashem, Ma'astira Gluya, the Rambam writes, the Rebbe Hilchos Yisod HaToras, Yisod HaYisodos is Leida, to know that there is Hashem, not to believe there is Hashem. No? And the Rambam writes, the very first mitzvah is to believe in Hashem. Is the mitzvah Yediya or is the mitzvah Emunah? Oh, Rochem Heller points out, right? And his Sefer HaMitzvos. That really was not an accurate translation of the Rambam in Arabic. The word that the Rambam uses, atkad in Arabic, does not mean amunah, it means yediyah. You know, we have a sefer of Rav Sadia, no? Emunas Farkadas, no? You know how we translate that? Emunah V'deos, no? Emunah V'deos. That's exactly the word the Rambam uses, no? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says Yediyah. That's a fascinating question. Where does Yediyah end and where does Emunah begin? Interesting enough, if you're interested, take a look at Navi Ezer of Shach, at the very end of Perakei of Ochlus Tshuva. Roshach writes he has the Briskrav, and Briskrav said he has Reb Chaim. No, I can tell you what he said. Take a look. But, it's pretty important, no? Like, what is the cardinal mitzvah? Yediyah, Emunah. It's a pretty heavy issue. So realize, sometimes you have to be careful in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, because realize that this was a translation. But the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka is the precision of the Rambam's Hagdara HaMitzvah that the Rambam wrote in Lashon HaKodesh. And I'll tell you another point. The Rambam's Sefer Mitzvah includes many, many details, Prote HaMitzvah. But the Rambam in his list doesn't get bogged down in details. The Rambam just tells you, in a matter of a few words, the Hagdara HaMitzvah. What the essence of the mitzvah is. So if you want to know what the essence of a mitzvah is, I would tell you, look in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, Yad HaChazaka. Because then the Rambam is going to define a mitzvah in a matter of a few words. As opposed to Sefer Mitzvahs, where it can be a few paragraphs. Because the few paragraphs are going to include Prote HaMitzvah as well. So that's very important, that Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. You know what? Ooh. So when you look in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rambam lists all the Targ Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs Aseh, the Mitzvahs Lo Saseh. So you look in the Mitzvahs Lo Saseh. The Rambam writes, who? Lav Mem Gimel, Lav Mem Dalet. You know what the Rambam writes? Shalol Lahakif Peyasarosh Kekomri Avodah Zarah. Don't give yourself that type of haircut. But like the pagans, no? And lav mem dalid is lo lahashchis kol hazakan, and don't obliterate the peyas hazakan. Don't cut the peyas harosh, that's mem gimel, mem dalid, and don't destroy the peyas hazakan, mem dalid, mem gimel, mem dalid. Good. The Rambam has one iser of peyas harosh, one iser of peyas hazakan. Guess who's masig? Arrived. We have the Sagas Arrived, the Minyan Mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam only have two Isurim? Makif and Mashchis. Cutting the Peyas HaRosh and destroying the Peyas HaZakan. You know what the Arrived writes? There are four Isurim. Not two, there are four Isurim. There's an Isur of Makif, and there's an Isur of Nikah. There's an Isra of Mashchis, and there's an Isra of Nishchas. There are four Isurim. In the Ravid's Minyan HaMitzvahs, there are four Isurim. The Ram only has two. One for Hakafa. Makif. So this is stunning, no? In a word, you ready for this? Unbelievable. The Rambam does not have an Isra Nikaf. There is no Isser Nikav. That's the Ravid's Hasaga. What happened? The Rambam does not have an Isser of Nikav. What was the Ravid's Kasha per Kibbeis, Vokas of Razara? What happened to step two? There's an Isser of Nikav. The Rambam doesn't have an Isser of Nikav. The Rambam doesn't have an Isser of Nikav, no? That's like unbelievable, no? What do you mean the Rambam doesn't have an Isser of Nikav? A Nikav HaMasayi is Loke. You know what the answer is? No. That anikav hamisayeya is loke b'toras makiv. It's not an isser of nikav hamisayeya. If the nikav is misayeya, that's called lo sakifu. Because misayeya is yesh b'mamish. That's the Rambam Shita. Anikav hamisayeya is loke b'toras makiv. In other words, the Rambam must hold like the first teretz of the Ritva. There's no difference between Shabbos and Hakafa. There's only one Isra in both cases. there's an Isra Makif, there's an Isra Mechal Shabbos. And if you're going to tell me that sometimes Messiah means you're the guy, you're the player, that's going to be true whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Hakafa. As opposed to arguing, no, there are two Isurim, there's an Isra Makif, there's an Isra of Nikaf. It's just a more technical question whether Nikaf is called Alav Sheisha Maisa or called Alav Sheimba Maisa. Oh, that's unbelievable. So the 2 days is in the Ritva. Is the Machlokes the Shach and Taz? Is the Machlokes the Ram and Marev? The Ram does not have an Isser of Nikaf. That's the Chiddush or Pasolich. No, the Ram doesn't have it. You look, the Ram doesn't have it. I, a Nikaf HaMesei is Loke. A Nikaf HaMesei is Loke, but Doras Makiv. Oh, and that answers another question as well. No. You know what? We mentioned there are three possibilities in understanding the Braisa. But Aliba de Emes, isn't Rava right? When Rava says, Makif is Atzmo, is Loke, Shtayim, isn't that right? That's a kasha of the Gilyan Hamarsha in Yeredea Kuf Pei Aleph. Why doesn't the Rambam quote Rava? Because regardless of whether this is pshat in the Braisa, but it's true. So if you're writing a Sefer LaHalacha, you should write that Makif is a... You know what the answer is? The Rambam understood that was an unbelievable turning point of Rav and Ravashi. When Rava says, Makif is atzas lo kishtayim, Rava clearly is assuming they're two separate Yisurim. There's Makif and Nikaf. The only question is how can you get Malkus for Nikaf? It's Ein B'maisa. The answer is, if you're Makif is Atzmo, the Nikaf is Yesh B'maisa. Rav Ashi says, not true. Why not true? Because Rav Ashi maintains there's no Isser of Nikaf. Misayeya means that the Nikaf becomes the Makif. And guess what? If there's no Isser of Nikaf, there's only an Isser of Makif. So how many Malkus would you get in the case of Makif Esatzmo? Only one. There's only one Isser. There's only one Isser. Makif Esatzmo was not Lokishtayim. This wasn't just simply what's Pshat Nebraisa. Lahalacha, the Rambam assumed Rava is rejected if you pass like Rav Ashi. Because there is no Isser of Nikaf. And therefore, Makif Esatzmo violated one single Isser. And that's the Isser of Makif. So this is huge, no? Whether the concept of Misayeya is the Chol HaTorah Kula, or whether Misayeya is just a very technical question, whether to label something as a Lav Sheh Yesh B'maisa, or a Lav Shein B'maisa. And therefore the question, does it apply when it comes to Shari Surin? Because we'll just see in the next shiur that guess what? The Rambam in other Isurim as well writes that Misayeya is Loke. The Rambam writes this when it comes to a Kohen who performs Avodas Alavim. The Rambam writes this when it comes to an Isur of Kilayim, that Misayeya is Loke. Because it's not a detail in Makif and Ikaf, but rather the Siyua makes you into the Makif. And therefore the Rambam writes that if it's a significant act of Misayeya, then we assume that Yesh B'Mamash. Okay, so I'd love to pick up.